Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Leah.
And I'm Zoe, and we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe. In today's episode, we're thrilled to be joined by Maya Sorensen, an IP ambassador who has studied abroad in Florence, London, and Valencia. Maya talks about her family's wanderlust, her passion for design, and her experiences studying abroad at all three of our European study centers. Let's get started. Hi, Maya. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We're doing well. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast and hear a little bit about your study abroad experience. First off, can you just introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Maya Sorensen. I'm an interior architecture and design major, and I studied abroad in Florence, Italy, London, England, and Valencia, Spain.
So cool. Can you tell us a little bit about your story of how you decided to study abroad and then do it again?
Yeah, so I've always loved traveling. I've been traveling since a young age. My dad's from Denmark, and all of my family is still over there. So I've grown up traveling to see them every other summer. And since I've always loved traveling, I always knew that I wanted to travel when I was older. And studying abroad in college gave me that opportunity. And I just had a really great opportunity or great time and experience in Italy the first time. So I definitely knew I was interested in going abroad again, and FSU had other study locations that I was interested in visiting as well. So I decided to study again.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that that's really unique. A lot of our students only get to study abroad once, so the fact that you did it multiple times in different locations is really cool. Can you tell us about like some of your favorite classes while you were at the various study centers?
Yeah, so I first went to Italy, Florence, Italy, and I took an art history class, which I'm interested in design and history. And so I knew that being able to take a class that was catered to Florence and the art that is there, because it's very prevalent, the Renaissance era. And I really enjoyed that class, and I also got the opportunity to take the same class, the art, architecture, and artistic vision, as well in Valencia, so I could see and compare the different cultures and the different art within the cities that I was visiting in. And it was really neat because I've taken art history classes in the U.S., like in on the Tallahassee campus, and I was able to see and experience firsthand the art pieces and architecture that I've learned. And being able to learn about them again, but firsthand see them in real life was really, really neat. And then when I was in London, I think my favorite class I took was I did the Studies in Design program, which is affiliated with my interior design major. And that really enhanced my experience in London. Just being able to see the architecture, because that's what I'm really interested in. I got to see, again, places that I've learned about in classes previously, and seeing them in person is really, really cool. And I wouldn't have been able to, or might have not traveled and gone out to see the places that I saw in my class excursions. And going off of that, the classes that you take really, really make your experience abroad unique. I know for like my siblings also studied abroad. My brother took London and law. He learned about the law aspect of London, which is so different than the design and architecture. And while he got to experience and learn things that he was passionate about in London, but it was so different from mine. So you can really cater your experience to your passions and things like that when you're abroad.
Awesome. It's so unique that you studied at all three of our European study centers. And we're just curious what your favorite part of each study center is.
Yeah, so the study centers are amazing. I loved them. I think first of all, all three of them are in a great location in the cities that they're in. You can't really beat the location that they're in. But the Italy Study Center, definitely my favorite part is there's a cafe inside. And if you know Italy, they don't really have ice, which means they don't really have iced coffee. And the cafe inside the study center was one of the only places in Florence that I was able to have my iced coffee in the morning, which I loved, and I know a lot of other students appreciated. And they have a beautiful, beautiful library that I would go and study in during the day. And fun fact, a fun little story, my parents went and traveled to Italy this past summer, and they got in contact with the study center, and they were able to tour it too and see where where I was for the 6 weeks I was in Italy. So that was really, really neat. And for the London Study Center, that one, again, great location right next to the tube line. And my favorite part, again, I'm really into architecture and the design aspect of things. And walking in, they have like a grand staircase and a mural painted on the top that's original to the building. And so being able to see a little London history in the building I'm staying in was really, really neat as well. And then the Valencia Study Center, it was unique because they kind of built and renovated the building around the history of the existing building, and they have like glass covering different archives that are found in the building. So that's really cool to be able to basically my college and school over there is seen as a museum as well, and people can get can come and take museums or take tours of the study center. So really neat to be able to just be doing homework right next to like an archive. Yeah,
that's awesome. I think that it's cool that you talked about like how the study centers kind of exhibit the history, or at least, you know, well, all three of those really do, and they incorporate that history of the city also into the architecture or the way that students can study and live there. So that's really cool. Shifting a little bit, we know that you're also an IP ambassador, obviously. So can you just tell us a little bit about what prompted you to want to be an IP ambassador, and what's your favorite part of that role?
Yeah, definitely. I have been following the IP Instagram, and I've seen them posting the job of different times to apply for it, but also the different ambassadors doing stories, talking about their experience. And I also had a friend who is an IP ambassador, just kind of hearing a little bit about their experience with the job. And after I'd been to all three study centers, I felt like I could be a little qualified and to do that, and I didn't want to kind of end my study abroad experience when I left the country. So kind of being involved on this in the IP International Programs office on campus was a great way to still stay connected in the community. And I would definitely say my favorite part is when I get calls from students and parents asking about like my own experience, and them being really interested and hearing about specifics of things of when I'm abroad, while I was abroad. And hearing how they're excited about when they're going abroad, and just being able to help them out, feel more comfortable and ease their nerves a little bit before they go.
That's nice. So earlier you mentioned that traveling is important to you and your family. Can you talk about how your family heritage inspired you to study abroad?
Yeah. So like I said previously, I've grown up going to Europe every other summer to visit my family. And again, that also made me know or make me want to travel while I was older, and study abroad. The FSU program was a very tangible way to do that in a practical way while taking classes and experience different cultures other than the Danish culture, obviously, but on my own, kind of make my own experiences. And travel to places that I might not have traveled with my family necessarily. I'm very fortunate that my family does place importance on traveling, since it is a big, big thing in Europe to travel. It's easier to travel from country to country. And so FSU really provided that opportunity for me and my siblings. Like I said, my brother also studied abroad, and my sister also studied abroad with FSU, and we've all had great experiences with the classes we've taken and the friends that we were able to make.
Yeah, that's so cool. What a unique story from, like, not just you, but your siblings, too, and, like, your whole family. So I love that. Do you see traveling or living abroad as being part of your future now that you've had the experience of living in Europe during your study abroad experience?
Yes, I definitely see traveling in my future. I remember while I was abroad, I would hear about people taking trips to different places like France and, you know, all the places you hear. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I'm saving that trip or I'm saving that place for when I'm older. So I definitely have plans to go back when I'm out of college and have more money to spend on a more lavish trip than my little salary in college. But yes, I'm definitely traveling when I'm older. And living abroad, I think, since I'm most comfortable with the Danish culture, I would choose to move to Denmark. And I don't know if I would move anywhere else outside of that. But I definitely have thought about and talked with my parents about moving, or at least doing an internship or something over in Denmark. Yeah.
Awesome. So our final question is something we ask everyone on this podcast. What advice do you have for students who are considering studying abroad?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say that my advice is, obviously, it's very nerve-wracking. I think for a lot of people, it's their first time traveling alone, let alone outside of the country. So there's a lot of nerves that go along with it. And personally, for me, for most of the trips, I didn't know anyone going over there. I just kind of relied on making friends with my roommates or people in my classes. But my advice is, and just to let you guys know, it all works out. Everyone has a great time. Everyone makes lifelong friends. And another thing I would say is, like, expectations. While going over there, you, like, the weeks following up to it, you have a lot of expectations what the trips are going to be like. What your experience is going to be like from other people who have gone. But I've, from my personal experience, saying that going in with no expectations, I think, is the best way to do it. And kind of just immersing yourself in the culture and just kind of taking out, like, oh, maybe this is different from the U.S. or, like, something about Italy not having ice. Like, it's okay. Like, you're going to make it through. It's going to be a little different than the U.S., but you're going to end up loving it and not wanting to come back when it's done. So, yeah, just know you're going to have a great time and you're going to make those lifelong friendships. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that advice. I think that, you know, going in with no expectations applies so well to study abroad, but also just to life in general. And I think that that's really great advice for our students. That's all the questions we have for you today. Thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Before we disembark, we want to talk about our multi-term discount. Did you know that we have a multi-term discount for students who study abroad with IP multiple times? Students who study abroad and take 15 or more credits and earn at least a 3.0 GPA abroad are eligible for a discount on their next IP program.
The discount is $500 for a summer session or $1,000 for a fall or spring semester. This is a great opportunity for students like Maya who are interested in studying abroad multiple times. You can learn more on our website at international.fsu.edu.
Thanks to Maya for talking with us today, and thanks for all of you for listening.
This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music for this podcast was composed by John Bartman. Our logo was designed by Vanessa Gire. Thanks to Geoset Studios and Michael Sussinger at FSU for sound engineering. Editing and research is done by us, Leah Canavan and Zoe Crook.